sit around there. You're on now, silly. Right, that was Pearl Jam and Alive. Chesney's just walking into the studio, so when he gets settled and puts his cans on, because he probably calls headphones cans, because he's been in the game a long time as the Hawkster. Look at him. Not that he ages. Look at you.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Right. Are you ready? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Chesney Hawkes.
Yeah.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're wearing two jackets.
I had three on a minute ago, because I just took a bike from another establishment.
You're on a bike?
I was, yeah.
A taxi bike or a push bike?
No, an actual motorbike, like a moped with two, you know, just so I could get here in time.
Oh, oh God bless you. Look at you. How are you?
I'm doing good, mate. Yeah, I'm all
over
the place
right
now. Heading up to Leeds, part of my tour in a minute.
Yeah, you're playing Leeds tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. How's the tour going?
It's going very well.
Oh, good.
I'm humbled by how many people are coming to see me after all these years. It's amazing.
Great.
It's a great night. I went to see you in London, what, last year, whatever, whenever it was?
You introduced me, mate.
Well, I did. I got the crowd going.
You did? You?
Out the door.
Did you whoop them up?
I whooped them up into a frenzy.
Mm.
Now, do you have any guests on this tour? I don't want to give anything away, or...
It's just us and whatever support. I went for local support, which I thought was quite nice, you know, build up new young bands coming up locally. So, yeah, it's been great.
Now, I went to see you in London last summer, whenever it was, something like that.
Yeah, it was, something like that, yeah.
Chesney goes, would you introduce me on stage? I went, I'd love to, man. So off we went. I think, was it in Islington, at the Academy in Islington, maybe?
Yes, yeah.
And he had a special guest on. Came along that night. Man by the name of Nick Kershaw.
Oh, yes.
Friends of both of us.
Chesney did a really lovely thing back in the day. Nick Kershaw was struggling at this point, and so Chesney said, look, I'll sing one of your songs.
Do you know that?
If it helps you out,
nice
Nick.
Like that. Yeah.
Because Nick Kershaw wrote The One and Only.
He did indeed. Yeah, that's kind of one of the only reasons I did that song, is because I was going to get to meet Nick Kershaw.
I love Nick Kershaw.
Good mode, isn't it?
Who doesn't love
First gig I ever went to in Leeds.
Is it really?
On the Riddle Tour, yeah. Me and my dad went. I'm working on my dad's shoulders.
I always say there's two types of people in this world. There's Nick Kershaw fans and people that should be Nick Kershaw fans.
That's right.
You're quite right.
But you also had another guest when you played.
Yes.
And I've not actually spoken to you about this. You had Saffron from Republica come out.
I did.
And I'm like, oh, wicked. She's got a great voice. And you kind of said why she was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and I was with my mate Jamie, and me and Jamie looked at each other and went, what?
It's quite a good little fact, isn't it?
Because I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, I know. It's a kind of like one of those unknown things.
And Dominic and Pippa and Captain are now going, what? Yeah. What
is the great secret?
What is the thing?
Well, so when we did the video for The One and Only, we needed a leading girl to play my love interest. And this young girl was picked as my love interest before Republica, before anything like that. And the other girl, by the way...
You had two women on the bounce?
I did, yeah. In the One and Only video.
Nothing changes, eh?
Yeah, it weren't The One and Only. was the other girl who played her friend is Lucy Alexander from Homes Under the Hammer.
Wow.
Another great fact.
That is awesome pop trivia.
That's lovely. Yeah, so Saffron was his love interest in the I Am the One and Only.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Saffy
and I have stayed friends ever since. Of course, she went off and conquered the world with Republica.
Mm. Did he stay friends?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of didn't talk for a long time, but, you know, we were always thereabouts, you know, and now we're really good mates. She's brilliant.
So when Republica made it big, I can't remember, it was Ready to Go, I guess, was the first. I dropped it gorgeous, I can't remember. Were you like, oh my God, look at this. Yeah, this is amazing.
Absolutely, completely. Because I actually, she came in, I was recording in Abbey Road at the time, back early days. I know, get him. And I took Saffy into the recording studio and recorded one of my songs years ago. It was one of the first times she'd ever been in a recording studio.
Isn't that great?
Amazing. Yeah.
And everyone's still going.
If it wasn't for me,
she'd be nothing.
This is Under the Hammer thing's amazing. Sorry,
that's good.
This is Chesney Hawkes' new album and on vinyl.
Love it.
Yes,
love it.
I've got it. It's also on cassette and CD.
No, it's not.
It is.
So cool.
Yeah, I would have brought it along, but it wouldn't fit in the bike.
How many? How many people are buying cassettes?
Well, you'd be surprised, Chris.
Mm. I probably would be.
Yeah, they are actually buying it. I think maybe it's just to have as a thing rather than playing it.
There's been a surge, isn't there? Last 18 months.
Vinyl's gone through the roof.
Is this really for me, or do you need this for every interview that you're doing at the moment?
That is absolutely for you, right, because I love you, Chris.
I'll put that on today. Living Arrows is the name of... Is it out today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, good.
You can order it today and it'll come tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
Magical. Easy as that. Would you like every listener to order the album?
I would, if they wouldn't mind. Disneyhawks.com, you know, or Amazon.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Now you've said it.
Well, if Chris says that, you know, then they do.
Exactly, people do
these things.
There it is, look. There is. If you're watching now on Global Player, there's Chesney's new album.
It's a nice album.
You're looking very well.
Oh, thank you very much, darling. You look pretty well yourself.
Chesney's the only person in the industry at the moment who's not on the pen. He doesn't need to because he's in such good shape.
Exactly.
And what are you now, 30?
Something like that. Yeah.
So you lived in LA, because that's when I met you. You lived in LA for quite a good few years.
Yeah, you came
there.
To a gig in LA, didn't you?
I did.
With
Ross King.
With Ross King is just the best. Another celebrity friend of ours.
And that's when I first met you. And so you moved out there when?
2012. So we were there for 12 years.
Wow.
And I literally got back last summer. Yeah.
And why did you move back? Because your wife is American.
She is. She's from Indiana.
Right. Mm.
We moved back because, my parents are getting older. I wanted to be near them. Also, I wanted to put this record out and I wanted to be here. Because I knew if I'm going to put all my heart and soul into promotion and gigs and everything else, I'm never going to see my family if I'm doing that over here. Mm. So I thought mountain to Muhammad, you know.
And do you still love the one and only?
Yes, now I do. I've had my ups and downs over the years. I think we've talked about that in the past, right? But these days, you know, I realise that it's like people have connections with music, don't they? And that song, you know, people seem to love it. So, and whenever I play it now, I can kind of feel the energy, you know, change. And so, yeah, you can't help but love that.
I talk to a lot of musicians and songwriters about stuff. And I used to kind of think... Well, look, it's a massive hit. Everyone loves it. Get over it. Sing it. Give them what they want.
Yeah.
And then I started to talk to people, artists like yourself and whatnot, and they're still recording. They're still playing live. They're still writing songs. And you want to always progress and move forward. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't want to live in the past. You don't just want to be like, I just want to do this song forever. Mm. I don't need to record anything else. Don't need to write anymore. Because you're an artist. That's what you do. You're creative. I understand it. And then I kind of ended up thinking, it's not your song anymore.
No, I have nothing to do with those connections.
Yeah.
You know, if you can imagine, hundreds and hundreds of messages about the one and only over the years of people where it was like the first song of their wedding, or it was like, it was playing in a club when I met my wife, or it was, you know, even like, I played at my brother's funeral or something like that. And so those emotional connections are really nothing to do with the artist. It's what they have in their heads, you know.
Well, the album is out tomorrow. You can pre-order it now, and then you'll be able to stream it tomorrow. But I would say buy it. Why not buy it?
Oh,
it's a lovely lad, is our Chess.
Yeah. Do it because Chris said.
Living Arrows.
Yep, it's called Living Arrows. Where's that photo taken?
That was taken in Cardiff at a hotel, because my life is so bloody busy that I...
Is that Hotel Cardiff?
It is, yeah.
Where are the rooms?
Mm. Well, they were probably kind of smudged out or photoshopped out or something. It looks like the tunnel to, you know, to the end of days.
That's not a travel lodge, is it? I don't think.
No. It's called Celtic Manor.
Oh, I've been there. It's nice.
Yeah, I was doing a corporate gig there, and I was like, I had a little bit of time off, so I had a friend photographer come over, and let's do a little sesh.
Love that.
Lovely golf course at Celtic Manor. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You can buy it tomorrow. You can pre-order it now. You can download it and stream it as of tomorrow. Chesney Hawks' new album, which is called Living Arrow. Stay there. Don't move. Well, you can move. But I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back and have more of a chat with Chesney Hawks in just a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris Moyle Show
with Škoda.
It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Ultramat paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramat is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
Oh, Steve, you're in a pickle.
Yes, Mrs. Jenkins, I will look after your house while you're away.
But right now, lunchtime spicy burrito is making a spectacular comeback. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast track security with On the Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's Ultra Fast Full Fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Johnny Vaughan.
Little Si is now going to give us some hard and fast facts about this week's pet locale.
Well, Market Harborough is a market town in Leicestershire. For a bit of context,
start with Britain. As Mrs. Britain. Thatcher kneeling down.
Imagine Britain. You've got Birmingham.
Birmingham is in the middle. Yeah,
bang in the middle. Right in the middle.
It's towards Wales.
It's slightly, it's yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
By no means central.
Yeah, but the big bulgy bit near Norwich, that kind of balances that.
Yeah,
that's Mrs. Thatcher's butt cheeks.
Yes,
and she kneels.
Right.
Yes. Let me work this out.
East Anglia is the butt cheek.
Why? Because well, you're from there.
From there.
Well, you're from Mrs. Thatcher's butt cheeks.
Yeah.
That's you want to see where Barnet is?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing
this afternoon from 4
with British Airways Holidays. Choose from over 40. European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Broadcasting across the United Kingdom and the world.
Radio X.
9:44, Thursday morning. More with Mr. Chesney Hawkes after Paolo Nittini on Radio X.
If I'm only 18, tell me who makes these rules.
you care. There'd be no problems here. But now you're looking at me like you're disgusted and I'm there waiting for you to smile and change your mind. Then I'll say I'm sorry and I'll wrap my arms around your body. I really hope that you forgive in a hurry. And don't just ask me to leave. Oh, Jenny, don't be hasty. No, don't treat me like a baby. Let me take you where you left me. Because leaving just upsets me. Oh, Jenny, you are crazy. First I'm perfect, then I'm lazy. Now it's calling you my baby. Now it sounds like you just left me. And it kills me. So
Teeny Jenny, don't be hasty. It's 9:48. Chesney Hawkes is here. You know what he is, Dom?
What is he, Chris?
He's on tour.
Oh, that's it.
Thank God for that. I was ready for it.
He's massively on tour.
Got a bit of the... the new album is Living Arrows, which is out this week. It's out tomorrow. Mm. Is the album co-written with Nick?
There's three songs with Nick.
Oh.
Yeah, there's always a bit of Kershaw in my music.
You can't get away from it. You don't owe him any more.
No, I know. I know, but he's too good.
He is good.
I can't not do it, you know? He's been my longest running musical mentor, and I love him so much. He's you know, more than anything, he's a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just grateful for him in my life.
He knows how to write a tune.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows how to play guitar as well.
He does as well. So we got a little bit of the video here.
Uh-oh.
This is the from the track Get a Hold of Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is from
Have you seen this yet, Chris?
No.
Well, I deliberately haven't watched it.
No.
And you're going to watch it first time live here.
Why is it not here? On the screen? Well, yeah. Why is it not on the screen?
It's over there.
Oh. I can see it in the corner.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
There he is. Oh, he's got his shirt off there.
He hasn't got any clothes on.
Topless.
Whoa.
What? Oh, hold on. Oh, no. Oh, you're not dancing with no clothes on, are you?
I am.
Oh.
It's an...
Oh! There's the shot! Oh!
Blimey.
Oh, he's got no on! He's going, you're jumping up and down in the bed! Oh, that was a hell of an edit, wasn't it?
Lapping about in the winches. There's the outtakes.
A lot of trust in that cameraman. Good Lord.
Is that your house?
Yes. Yes, that is my house. Yes.
Where is that?
It's actually Arlie Hall, but up in...
I just saw your bum! I just saw your bum!
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Bob.
I really apologise.
Oh, I saw God. Chesney and Hawks all in one frame there.
And
that was amazing.
Now, whose idea is this, to you be naked in a video?
I can't blame it on anyone else.
What's wrong with you? Why does Mrs. Hawks not go, and that's not happening? Why does...
Oh, look, there's a strategically placed electric guitar.
She was very supportive of this.
Mm.
Yeah?
That's good.
I don't know if the word supportive is the right word when you've got no clothes on.
You mean I need support?
Do the people who rented the house out for you to do that video know that you'd be running around that very, very expensive stately home?
Oh, they were very excited, actually.
Naked.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you're not excited.
Thank God you had a hat on that day.
That's well choreographed, isn't it? Yeah.
Your bottom is everywhere, Chesney. I've never said that to you before.
I like this tune.
Yeah,
it's good, isn't it?
Great.
Look at you.
Having fun in my 50s.
Stop it, you're not in your 50s.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
53, no, dancing around with a dad bod.
How is your dad?
My dad is—he's all right. He's still going.
What age is
he's
he?
He's defying
now?
Science, actually. You know, he's now. Well, he'd be 80 this year.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, he's not a well man. He's had cancer for 13 years now.
Oh wow!
And he's been through all the brutal treatments, he's been horrible. But he's made of stronger stuff than most, and he's still here.
I will send him our love. Yeah, Chesney's dad is Chip, who was, amongst other things, part of the Tremolos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge band back in the 60s. Did he write any of those songs?
He did, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Got coined up?
He got coined up in the 60s and then probably spent it all. And
yeah.
What would be his biggest song that he would have had a co... Would he have had a co-write on Silence is Golden? Or?
No, Silence is Golden was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Okay.
It was a B-side to Ragdoll.
I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm full of little tidbits of information today, aren't I?
Well, you know, as your dad, you should know these
things. Know that, you're right, you should know that. But no, he wrote Me and My Life, which is I think my favourite Tremolo song.
Nice.
And My Little Lady. Yeah, he's a good songwriter, the old man.
Yeah. Have you written a song? What, get him and you and Nick in the studio together?
Well, we have been in the studio together over the years, but it's been a while since the old man's had a guitar in his lap.
As I said, Chesney's currently on tour. He's on tour and he's going to play Leeds tonight at Old Woolen, which is in Farsley.
Nice.
It's a cracking venue. I've never been to it, but it's a great looking venue. Then Grimsby on Friday night, and then Saturday, Southport, then Cardiff, and then Southampton. And go to Chesney Hawks' website, chesneyhawks.com, where you can pre-order the album as well.
Yeah.
And if you can get signed copies.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. My manager was like, don't forget to say you got signed copies. So I went up to the factory and signed 1,000 copies of the vinyl and CDs and stuff. So yeah, go to Amazon for
1,000 copies.
That's such a good idea.
You're confident. ChesneyHawks.com or Amazon, you can pre-order the album and get a signed copy of Chesney's new album, which is called Living Arrows. Now, what else do I want to talk to you about? This is great timing, maybe bad timing for you. There's rumours around about you today.
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
All good stuff.
I have no idea what you...
Remember, I can smell a lie like a fart in a car. So I'm going to read you. I'm going to look at you as I ask you. I can see you. I can see your eyes.
I'm going to hide behind this microphone.
There are rumours floating around about you today. Look at him taking a sip of his drink, trying to hide his face. You know where I'm going with this, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good start.
It's about you...
That's good.
...potentially being on a reality TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Where did you get that from?
From a British tabloid newspaper that has announced...
Believe everything you read in the tabloids.
Absolutely. No, I don't.
Celebrity bottoms.
And knowing how these reality TV shows deliberately leak things to the press, I speak from experience there. It is celebrity naked dancing around a stately home.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, yeah.
The rumour is you are going to be part of Celebrity Big Brother.
Are you doing it?
Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah.
Not this year.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
You heard it here first.
He looked away.
Maybe next year for Mr. Moyles.
Listen. Chris is lying.
Listen. If the money's right, I'll do that celebrity dancing naked in a house show.
I would do that one with you, mate.
What is your official line on are you going into the Celebrity Big Brother house?
It's, am I?
No, the question was, are you?
Am I?
Yeah, there you go.
I can't confirm nor deny.
I think we all know that's definitely.
Well, we just have to wait and see, won't we?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Time will tell.
Are you aware of any of the other rumoured contestants going into the house?
I haven't seen anything, Chris.
All right, well, I'll tell you anyway, even though you're not going in, I'll tell you anyway. If you were to be going into the
hypothetically,
one of the people that you may or may not be living with is Mickey Rourke.
Whoa.
Really now?
Now, obviously, you're not going in. That's,
no.
We're gonna, well, let's just put park that idea.
Yeah, these are other names now.
But imagine, if you were to be doing it, you'd be sleeping in the same bedroom as Mickey Rourke.
Well, that would be crazy if that was happening.
Incredible.
And you know how these things work out when you do a big TV show like that, as well you know, right? You always make friends with a couple of the people and you stay in touch with a few and then that moves on. But there's always one or two you end up having a proper bond with. So what I'm saying basically is you could end up being best mates with Mickey Rourke.
It would never be as good as being best mates with Chris Moyle.
Well, you're absolutely right. It would be better. Well, look, if you were to be going in, which clearly you're not,
but he is,
then, you know, we will be supporting you all the way. You and Mickey Rourke.
Zippity-doo-da.
Hilarious. Hey, listen, thank you for coming on the show. I know you've got a big drive to Leeds now in the Chesmobile.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I saw a video of you on TikTok the other day, asleep on a beautiful tour bus.
Oh, yes. That was when going on tour with James Blunt.
Of course, that's what I knew. There's something else I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
So very quickly, because we're running out of time, Chesney and I messaging each other the other day, and he goes, I'm going on tour with James Blunt. And I said, be careful, that boy likes to drink.
Yeah, good luck, everyone.
And then about 6 weeks later, Chesney sent me a text going, just back from the tour, you're absolutely right.
It's true.
But he's lovely, isn't he?
Oh, I love him to death. He's so great. And him and his team are just, like, incredible. And the catering.
Oh, stop.
Catering.
Oh,
really?
Where were you playing?
We did Amsterdam, Paris, Brussels, wow. Bologna.
Oh, wow.
We did all around Germany, Berlin, Munich. It was incredible. So good. Great to be back in arenas. The first time I've been in arenas since the early 90s. Yeah. And I had my son with me on the road. So
yeah, because he plays with you, doesn't he?
And to see
that's
him
so cool.
You know, on stage with me, it's my favourite thing in the world.
I hope you kept your son away from James Blunt's debauched ways.
I couldn't. He kept, you know, pulling him into the dressing room.
Oh,
beer,
God.
A beer.
Blimey. The beer's the worst of James Blunt's vices. The naughty little devil, because obviously he likes staying up late listening to loud rock music.
Yes, exactly.
It's good to see you. Everybody get Chesney's album. It's called Living Arrows. There it is, if you're
Chris
watching.
Chris said so.
I said so.
You have to now.
Get a signed one as well. That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
ChesneyHawks.com.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me, man. It's great to see you.
Have a great gig in Leeds tonight.
Mm. Thank you. I hope too. I mean, apparently it's a great little venue.
Yep. Old Woolen in Farsley, if you're in the Leeds and you want to go see Chesney Hawks, have a proper sing-song and a few pints tonight. Love to the family.
I will do. Thanks, everyone here.
Cheers, Chesney. Nice to see you again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chesney Hawks.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Woo-wee.
The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This Friday, poke around.
I am telling you bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere Friday.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets. It's adventure. It's excitement. It's bewilderment and awe.
It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shore. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Dunelm's got just what I'm after for my bed, living room. Colored cushions, pop a throw in. Ooh, my home is glowing. You're the one that I want. You are the one I want. You're the one that I want.
Bring in spring with throws to wow and cushions to add colour from £7 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
Radio X. News update next.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, Sir Keir Starmer is promising to keep cool and calm heads when deciding how to respond to Donald Trump's tariffs.
Decisions we take in coming days and weeks will be guided only by our national interest. In the interests of our economy, in the interests of businesses around this table.
Speaking to business leaders in Downing Street, the Prime Minister admitted there will be an economic impact here. There are fears of job losses as firms face extra costs when exporting to the US. In other news, there are warnings the year ahead could see many households around £400 worse off. Think tank The Resolution Foundation says people will be hit by higher bills as well as frozen tax bans and benefit cuts. Ministers say living standards are growing at their fastest rate in 2 years, though. The Education Secretary is going to call for more men to become teachers. Bridget Phillipson will use a speech later, warning of a toxic online influence facing boys. And the UK looks almost certain now to host the 2035 Women's World Cup. The FIFA president has described the interest as the one valid bid. And the weather should be a breezy day, but with lots of sunshine, a bit cloudier later in the south of England. Temperatures up to 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you, Chris Moyles, and not something you say every day. Thank you, Chesney Hawkes.
It's Thursday, 10 a.m. And for the next 60 minutes, you pick the playlist. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Right, Thursday morning, the weekend tomorrow. This is the Request Hour on Radio X. Hello to Andy, who says, morning, Toby, you magnificent ginger specimen of a man. Thank you, Andy. I actually don't think you went far enough with your compliments there, Andy. I think you could have added a few adjectives. He says, any chance of the Black Keys and gold on the ceiling? Yes, there is. Radio X. Kicking off the request hour this morning. Send me a WhatsApp, 0330 333 100. You can even send me a voice note on WhatsApp, just like this.
Get bloody strokes on, strokes, reptilia, Toby, bloody get it on now.
Thank you to what sounded like Vernon K. Vernon, this one's for you. 10:08, Thursday morning, the request hour, Radio X, The Strokes and Reptilia.
He seemed impressed by the way you came in. WhatsApp your request. 0330 333 100.
Radio X.
Sister.